You're listening to the audio production of Not a Fan Daily Devotional, 75 Days to Becoming a Completely Committed Follower of Jesus, by Kyle Eidelman, published by Zondervan, and read by Casey Bragg.
A special thanks to Brian Seitz for all of his help in turning the Not a Fan message into a daily devotional. He doesn't just communicate the message, he lives it. And I am thankful for his encouragement and example over the past 25 years. 25 Days of Following. The journey really does start here, learning to be a committed follower. It could be tempting to jump ahead in a desire to be a spiritual leader. It might sound more productive to prescribe 25 days of action steps designed to transform your spiritual life. But it all begins with making a simple decision to follow and learning what it means to live that out daily. Many Christians and churches work so hard to turn discipleship into a program or curriculum. While those tools can be helpful, the most committed disciples are those who walk closely with their teacher. What does the Lord require of you? To walk humbly with your God. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Disciples follow well when they know the teacher well. For these first 25 days of our journey together, I simply want to encourage you to deepen your relationship with Jesus. Really get to know him better, again, or maybe for the first time. Even more than that, I pray that knowing him more intimately will lead to following him more passionately. That's why you'll hear a daily challenge at the end of each devotion, giving you a practical way to follow today. Wherever you are on your faith journey, I hope you'll take the next step toward Jesus. None of us has yet arrived. I think you'll find the closer you walk in relationship with him, the more committed a follower you'll become. Day 1. The Most Important Question. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 and 25. Are you a follower of Jesus? It's the most important question you will ever answer, and it seems like a good place to begin this journey. Are you a follower of Jesus? I know, you've been asked this question before. Because it's so familiar, there is a tendency to dismiss it. Not because it makes you uncomfortable, not because it's especially convicting. The question is dismissed mostly because it feels redundant and unnecessary. You recognize that this is an important question for many to consider. But for you? Well, it's like walking into a Boston pub and asking, "Who cheers for the Red Sox?" It's an important question, but you're so sure of your answer, your mind quickly dismisses it. But before you move on too quickly, let me clarify what I am not asking. I am not asking if you go to church or if your parents and grandparents are Christians. I am not asking if you raised your hand at the end of a sermon or repeated a prayer after a preacher. I am not asking if you spent your summers at VBS and/or church camp, have ever worn witness wear, or understand phrases like traveling mercies and sword drill. Many of us are quick to say, "Yes, I'm a follower of Jesus," but I'm not sure we really understand what we are saying. One of the most sobering passages in the Bible tells of a day when many who consider themselves to be followers of Jesus will be stunned to find out that he doesn't even recognize them. Jesus describes a day when everyone who has ever lived will stand before God. On that day, many who call themselves Christians and identify themselves as followers will stand confidently in front of Jesus, only to hear him say, "I never knew you. Away from me." To be clear, that's not my opinion or my interpretation. That is what Jesus has said will happen. Read Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?